We'll get right to it. First off, I wanted to ask you about New Year's Eve, and you'll be fighting over in Japan. This card is being put together by Dream Stage, the former Dream Stage employees, and M1. Did you have any reservations going into this card or signing up for a card with those guys and this company that's largely a lot of people don't really know anything about them?
I wouldn't say I had quite like a reservation for it, but I was definitely one of the key guys and I'm sure in their mind and I fought in Japan before and I'm a pretty big name out there. So, I think I just, I had a priority on that. So, I'm happy to be out there and I'm glad they brought me back out. They're going to bring me back out.
Now, how long ago did they contact you about this? Because the news, the card isn't even finalized, and we're starting to hear more and more about it every single day. How long has this all been in works?
I've known. I mean, of course, I've known my details. I don't really know too much about the business from them, but I'm pretty I'm well informed of what I need to know, for myself as a fighter and my fight, my opponent, and all my stuff and tickets, all that stuff I know. But the organization itself, how it's working, I hear it's the Pride staff, all that stuff I don't haven't known about. But I'd say for a good 2 months, I've known. It's been in talk for a while, but I've known for almost 2 months who I'm fighting and what day and everything.
Okay, cool. And so you work for in North America with Strike Force, but you have this kind of interesting deal where they allow you to work over in Japan. It's kind of non-exclusive in that front. Did you have to ask them though, when you go take a fight like this over in Japan, or are you allowed to take anything you want without asking them, as long as it's not in North America?
Well, it's kind of a little bit of both. We have respect for each other, Scott Coker and I, and it's an agreement. We, of course, we try to work around each other as well. I try to, we try to help each other out. So that's why it works out, But yeah, I pretty much feel I can go outside the US and compete and be able to do all that,
Is it US exclusive only, or can you fight in Canada, or is it North America exclusive?
I'm definitely welcome to fight, and I'm exclusive in the US.
Okay, cool. And
Yeah.
for the deal with Strike Force, how many fights do you have left on that contract?
That right now is I can't really talk about that right now. I got some stuff, with Scott that we're working on. So, right now I'm not really talking about that.
All right. Are you looking forward to re-signing with them, or I know you're the champion.
I'm really happy with the organization. I do like Strike Force, I do like the fighting, and there's a lot of other fighters I want to fight, that are all over in different organizations, and as a fighter, I want to fight them all. But due to exclusivity and the way all this stuff works, it's hard to fight, all the best fighters in the world, and hard to prove yourself. So of course, I have interest in other places as well, but I'm happy with Strike Force, and I'm proud to be the lightweight champ.
And this deal with you fighting over in Japan, with M1 and the former Dream Stage employees, Yarunoka, is this a one fight thing, or did you sign some sort of?
Yeah, this is a one fight thing as of now.
Okay, did they talk to you about anything in the future, about starting something new over there with the former Pride guys, or nothing of that yet?
I think we haven't, like I said, I just know what's up for my fight, and that there's a possible future, with this, organization. And I think when I get there, it's going to be, discussed a little bit more.
All right, so the last time we saw you was at the Playboy Mansion show. An unbelievable performance, an unbelievable win. Injured your hand in that bout and still won. Did you have that injury going into the bout, or was that something you suffered in the middle?
It was a healing injury that was, lingering, and I definitely re-injured it in the fight, and re-injured it worse, I believe, definitely. Sometimes you gotta, when you haven't fought for 9 months, you just gotta just keep training through, and sometimes you have to look past those injuries, even though some people might call you stupid, but you haven't fought for 9 months, you just need to get in the cage, So that's kind of how I thought about that, and I'm happy I fought, I'm happy I got through it, and you know what, my hand is perfect right now.
So it's 100% healed, no problem.
100% healed.
And what exactly was the injury, the exact prognosis of it?
There was, I don't even know if I hope you're not offended if I really don't want to talk about the injury too much and, you know, tell anyone exactly how it is. Just, you know, not because of you guys, but just because, you know, my hand's fine though. You know, sorry to leave it at that.
No problem. Okay, so your opponent on New Year's Eve, Ishida, what do you know about him, about his game? Have you watched any tape on him? How are you preparing?
I'm preparing, you know, definitely in all aspects. Yes, I love watching tape. It doesn't take like weeks and weeks of studying, but I like to visualize, and, you know, I fight them as I see him on TV, you know, or as I see him on my TV, you know, like I visualize a lot more than I'd say game plan. But you know, he's a shorter guy, you know, he's a southpaw, and you know, he likes to take you down and he likes to hold you down. You know, he doesn't have many finishes. He has 14 wins, but I think he may have one TKO, you know, a couple submissions and the rest are decisions. So I feel like this guy is going to be just an amazing wrestling shape. I know he can go, you know, the whole 15 minutes. And, you know, so I'm going to be ready to wrestle him. You know, I'm just focusing a lot on my wrestling and of course, southpaws.
Yeah. In the press conference earlier this week, he said that he's going to be watching a lot of your fights. He's seen a lot of your fights, but he's gonna make a point to try to see all of them. Is that something that you will try to do as well? I mean, we speak to a lot of guys. Some say they don't like to look at tape of their opponents. Some do. Where do you fall in that front?
I do. I love to see him, but fortunately, I know I've seen him fight. I'm gonna go over it again. I've seen him fight Aurelio, which is a really key fight. I've seen him live in Japan fight, you know, twice. Seen him fight live, and you know, I've already known about him. You know, I've been studying this guy before I knew I was gonna fight him, just as knowing he's a top 10 guy. A guy I've been scouting as I look in the screen. I'm like, oh, I can beat this guy. You know, not to be cocky, but when I'm looking at all these fighters, he's a guy I've already been studying for a while. And yeah, I'm gonna dig through, and you know, I already got all those old tapes, and you know, and he's gonna see the same thing that I see. You know, where, you know, most of our fights are looking the same, you know, like my fights are just, you know, relentless. And, you know, I think it's going to be a bummer to him to see my fights and notice that they're all pretty brutal, you know. And then I've seen a lot of his fights and they're all take you down and lay on top of you, you know.
Now, by the time you guys actually, you know, enter the ring on December 31st, he wouldn't have fought for a year. Does that concern you at all? I mean, do you find that to be something that favors you, or?
I think that definitely favors me, especially he's coming off of a loss to you know, to Gomi, a bad knockout, you know, and now he's gonna face another guy who, you know, who's known for, you know, being liking a fight, you know, and you know, and. You know, I wouldn't say I hit as hard as Gomi or nothing, but I like to throw him. I like to hit him. And, you know, this fight's going to be a real physical fight. I'm going to make it a physical fight. And I think he wants it to be more of a, you know, a wrestling and a hugging and, you know, a slower paced fight. But, yeah, I think it's a big advantage for me that he hasn't fought for a year, you know. I know I didn't like not fighting for 9 months, yeah.
This will be the second time you fight on New Year's Eve in Japan. For those that don't know about what that whole scene is like, I mean, how special is it to fight on December 31st in Japan?
It's a very special, man. It's, you know, the end of the year show. You know, all I could say is, you know, imagine 50,000 people, you know, just cheering, and 50,000 people, family, fireworks, you know, amazing production, and just, you know, just an amazing time, you know.
Is the fight with Josh Thompson still on for March, despite you taking this?
I think it's you know, it's a thing that's definitely in the works and definitely being talked about, but nothing signed officially for that. But you know, I think it's a strong possibility it's going to happen, and I think Josh is the toughest opponent probably in Strikeforce right now for me, and you know, something we've been talking about for a while.
Okay, just got a couple more questions. You know, you mentioned you want to, you know, fight the best out there, and you potentially have that fight against Josh, and a lot of people have you ranked in the top three right now in lightweights. Is there one guy in particular, if you can have your pick of any lightweight out there, that you'd really love to test yourself against and see, you know, how you'd match up?
Of course, that's Sean Sherk. You know, I think Sean Sherk's the big guy out there that everyone wants to, you know, that everyone was worried about. You know, I think his situation sucks right now. I feel bad for him. But, you know, but he's the main guy out there. I think he's the guy out there to beat. you know, I feel bad that he's not on track right now. But other than that, I just saw Huerta last night, and, you know, I was impressed by him. I thought he did a great job against Guida, and he's another guy I wouldn't mind fighting, you know.
Yeah, the a lot of people were surprised with Huerta. Some were saying that he was a little too overhyped. I mean, do you think that now, after that performance, that all the talk of him being this guy, you know, that's a little bit too, you know, overhyped, it should end right now?
Mm-hmm. I think for the educated guys, you know, I think it's sometimes it's hard for people to put the time into, like, you know, give a guy credit. You know, I always thought he's talented, and I think he's a well-rounded guy. And I think a lot of people will respect him. You know, now is he the best guy out there? I don't know. You know, I think, you know, Guida's an amazing fighter too. But if you've seen me fight him, I thought I dominated him for five rounds. And you know, and those two guys had a war, and I feel like I could dominate him as well, you know, Huerta. But I think he's always been a threat. And, you know, it's kind of the truth. You know, I was like, well, I was really impressed. And, you know, I would never take that guy lightly after that, you know. And if anyone talks, you know, and talks crap on him, I bet they're all taking it back.
Do you have anything else planned for 08? I mean, we spoke about the Thompson fight. Anything else overseas that you guys are working on for potential fights? Maybe.
Yeah, there are stuff in the works that, you know, I think you guys might be really excited with. You know, but I'm just gonna get by this fight first, and then that fight, and if everything goes according to plan, and I come through with two victories, I guarantee there's probably something really big waiting for me on the other side.
You can't give me any scoop here?
I can't. I'm sorry, brother. I can't. I wish I could, you know?
All right, cool. One other question. This contract that you have with Strikeforce that allows you to fight overseas as well, is that something that you specifically asked for them? Because, you know, not a lot of
guys have it was definitely something discussed, you know, when I was going into Strikeforce and became the champ. It was mainly supposed to be, a pride, me fighting in Pride and Strikeforce. You know, the whole Pride thing went under, and there was a lot of confusion. But yes, you know, I'm definitely, the same people who've been taking care of me in Japan, and that are, you know, they're helping me out again, and it's, it's basically the same scenario, you know.
When's the last time you spoke to someone at the UFC?
You know, I really don't, you know, I see Dana, and, you know, he's really nice, shakes my hand. Joe Silva, the same thing as well. You know, probably the last time I was out there watching, I think, Gonzaga and Couture. So that's probably the last time I said hi or anything. But business-wise, I don't speak, I have a manager for that right now. And, that's how it is, you know.
All right. And finally, a prediction for New Year's Eve. How do you foresee this one going down?
I see a very high-paced, entertaining, exciting fight. You know, I'm fighting a great opponent, so I expect nothing less. But, I haven't had a finish in a long time, and I'm going for the kill. You know, even if I'm losing position, I'm going for the kill. That's what kind of shape I'm going to be in.
All right, Gilbert.
I say a finish.
Thank you so much, Gilbert. Good luck, and hey. Hope to speak to you soon.
Thanks a lot, man. No problem.
Take care.
Bye.